Bula, malele, talofa, and welcome to Season 6, Episode 44 of Breakfast Bites. By TableOverSports.com, a wrap of Pacifica people's sports news on an overcast and windy but warm Monday morning, 14th August, 2023. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th Meridian in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. At the FIFA World Cup, French President Emmanuel Macron has joined millions of Australians in jumping aboard the Matildas bandwagon after Australia's penalty shootout victory over France in the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals on Saturday night. Macron proved he's indeed a man of his word by publicly declaring his support of the Matildas in their upcoming semi-final match against England on social media. "Nothing personal against our English friends, but a bet is a bet," Macron wrote on X, formerly Twitter. "Good luck, Australia, for the semi-finals." In Rugby World Cup 2023 warm-up tests yesterday, England 19, Wales 17, and France beat Scotland 30-27. Tonga plays Canada in Nuku'alofa at 1 p.m. local time tomorrow, and Fiji plays France in Nantes at 7:05 p.m. local time this Saturday. While Manu Samoa is on holiday soaking up the sun somewhere in Europe. In rugby league, two big scores in the NRL games yesterday. Melbourne Storm 48-2 over the Canberra Raiders at Amy Park, and the Newcastle Knights 42-6 over Canterbury Bulldogs at McDonald James Jones Stadium. In sports biz, millions of Australians turned on their TVs to watch the Matildas defeat France on Saturday's FIFA World Cup quarterfinal. Seven West Media has reported an estimated average audience of 4.17 million people, making it the number one television event of 2023 so far. Of this number, 472,000 viewers watched the game on Seven streaming platform, 7plus, making it the biggest streaming event ever seen in Australia. These figures do not capture out-of-home viewers at clubs, pubs, sporting venues, and multiple live site broadcasts. Go Matildas, go! In combat sports, promoter Eddie Hearn says there is a three-fight plan for Anthony Joshua that will ideally see him take on Dylan White, Deontay Wilder, and the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury. AJ takes his record to 26-3 as he continues his quest to return to the top of the heavyweight division after two losses to Alexander Usyk in 2021 and 2022. Boy, the Bronze Bomber gonna whip your ass in one round. For TableOverSports.com, I'm Carlton Kamea. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo, ka kite, and thank you all too much for all your love and support.